This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley left off to space from Florida in May, in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married to astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. Microsoft Corporation says it is continuing talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. This as U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million Americans workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on a lot of issues.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says one area they could agree on is supplemental employment benefits.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money, and I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week, as did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The idea that they made a proposal is really not actually factual.
She maintains administration proposals don't even have Republican support. One key figure not directly participating in the meetings, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For the very latest on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. White House coronavirus advisor Deborah Birx is warning the United States has entered a new phase of the pandemic, with rural areas just as threatened as major cities. Birx, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told CNN State of the Union that local virus mitigation procedures were starting to work, but added that what we are seeing today is different from March and April. She added that sticking to health and safety guidelines, such as wearing a mask, maintaining personal hygiene, and observing social distancing, was crucial. Johns Hopkins University reports the U.S. has tallied more than 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 and nearly 155,000 deaths, making it by far the hardest hit country in the world. In Australia, the state of Victoria declared a state of disaster after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. Measures include an overnight curfew starting at 8 p.m., and only one member from a household will be allowed to go shopping and only at a store within 5 kilometers of home. The Philippines will impose stricter measures starting Tuesday after the number of cases there shot past the 100,000 mark. Some businesses will be closed, and anyone not quarantined or having to report to a job will need a pass. Meanwhile, South Africa has now topped 500,000 coronavirus cases. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
South Africa has tallied more than 50% of all reported coronavirus infections in Africa, although the case fatality rate is at 1.6%, significantly lower than the global average. South Africa's hospitals have been stretched to the limit, but in most provinces they are succeeding in providing treatment to patients. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he sees promising signs that the rapid growth of cases has stabilized. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A gun battle between Islamic State fighters and Afghan security forces rages at a prison in the eastern city of Jalalabad on Monday, with at least 21 people killed after the militants' overnight assault led to a mass jailbreak. The attack began on Sunday evening with a car bomb detonated at the entrance to the prison, and there were numerous other blasts heard as the IS gunmen opened fire on security guards. The Israeli army on Monday says it targeted a group of 4 people who had planted explosives along the border fence with Syria on the Golan Heights. No Israelis were wounded. An army spokesman said it was too soon to say if the squad belonged to any organization, but that Israel held the Syrian regime accountable. There was no immediate comment from Syria. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News.